Isn't that the guy from the soft drink commercial?
Oh, yeah, the construction worker who takes off his shirt.
He's the most incredible body. Let's go meet him.
Hey, hi, I'm Helen Chappell.
Hi, I'm Alex Lambert, and we recognize you from your commercial.
Will you take off your shirt?
No, it's okay. People ask me to do that all the time. I don't mind. No, I think the zipper's stuck here.
Here, let me try to get it. Stuck on the fabric. Oh, here, move over. Let me dry.
No.
Announcing final boarding of Aeromass Flight 23 to New York through Gate 1.
Time! We need more time!
No, I'm really sorry. I have to go.
Allow me.
Thank you so much. Nice meeting you, ladies.
Guess who? And I'll give you a hint. You, me, and three naked cocktail waitresses playing roulette on Aruba.
You'll have to be more specific. Danny Quinn!
Yes!
Danny Quinn, man! I can't believe this! How the hell are you, man?
I'm great, but what about you? A tie? A clipboard? Where's the pocket protector?
Hey, don't let the clothing fool you. I'm just as crazy as ever.
Brian, your sandpaper pencils came in. You were right, man. Different colors was definitely the way to go.
Joey, you're not gonna believe who this is. This is Danny Quinn. Danny, this is my brother Joe.
How you doing, Danny?
This is your brother Joe?
Yeah.
He doesn't look like such a dweeb.
Dweeb? Did you know that Brian wet his bed until, I don't know, how are you doing with that?
So what are you doing here, Danny?
Well, I was in Boston talking to my publisher.
Your who?
Check it out.
Oh, Tequila Nights by Danny Quinn.
Yeah, it's about you and me and all the wild times we had on the islands.
You gotta be kidding me. They let you publish that stuff?
Here's your coffee, Joe.
Thanks, Helen.
Hello, I'm Danny Quinn, and I'm a real close friend of Brian's. Unless, of course, you hate him, in which case, I do, too.
It's funny and tall. Hi, I'm Helen Chappell, and it's very nice to meet you.
It's very subtle, Helen. Why don't you just club him over the head and drag him back to your cave?
Wait a second. Is this you?
Oh, yeah, Danny wrote that. It's all about the wild times we had in the Caribbean.
Keep it if you want. I've already read it, and frankly, I find it rather pedestrian.
Well, great. I can't wait to... Whoa! Hello. That word sort of jumps out at you, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Interesting local talent.
She's got a boyfriend.
What's on for tonight?
Hey, man, anything you want to do.
I'm up for something.
In fact, there's a place on the island that is perfect for you. It's crawling with women.
Oh, great. Just like the old days.
I'm up for something.
Damn, you know, I just remembered my car's in the shop.
I got a car.
Hey, Joe, you want to come with me and Danny tonight?
Oh, you think I don't know what you're doing? Just because I've got a car, now you're going to invite me along.
7 o'clock, okay?
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, in fact, you know, we don't have any more flights. Let's get Joe and let's get out of here. Come on, let's go.
Hey, babe.
Oh, hey, Alex. My girlfriend, right. Hi, Alex. This is my old friend, Danny Quinn. This is my girlfriend, Alex Lambert.
Nice to meet you. Wait a minute. Danny Quinn... The Danny Quinn, the one who got you thrown in jail?
Hey. Now, she's the one who wanted to dance topless. How are we supposed to know she was the ambassador's daughter, okay? Listen, Alex, we've got a lot of catching up to do. Can I borrow Brian for a few hours?
Man, you don't have to ask her permission. I can go, can I?
Sure, just stay out of jail.
Well,
nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
Hot and flushed from lovemaking, Kiki dove naked off the boat, motioning Ryan... to join her in the warm, beckoning waters of the cove.
Put Kiki back on the boat and read it again slowly.
Whoa, get a load of that. Oh, boy, that could have been embarrassing. I almost wore the same outfit today.
Oh, I don't believe it. It's a big, strong man.
Who?
Oh, yeah, I remember him from that TV show when we were kids. Big, strong man, he lifts up stuff.
Just 'cause he can.
Yeah. Yeah, well, wonder what he's doing here.
Well, you know, he's at the supermarket opening this morning signing autographs. I invited him to lunch, but I didn't think he was going to show.
Hey, young pa.
Hey, big strong man, I can't believe you're here. I mean, you really showed up. Mm-hmm. But wait a minute. Mm-hmm. That's not how big strong man comes on the scene.
Huh? Oh, yeah, all right. All right. Yahooey! Say that offer for lunch still good, little buddy?
I don't believe it. I, Lowell Mather, am going to lunch with Big Strong Man.
That's right, son. You did say you'd pay, right?
Hey, try and stop me.
Great. By the way, I had a little trouble finding a hotel room. You think I could crash on your couch for a few days?
Are you kidding? Huh? Sure. This is going to be so cool. I mean, we can stay up late, we can tell stories, roast marshmallows.
Roast marshmallows, hey, that's great. How you fix for scotch, by the way?
So, Danny, I was flipping through your book, and I got to tell you, I find it a little hard to believe that you and this guy here took on four drunk Marines.
Drunk Marines?
Okay, so I embellished. Actually, it was two ophthalmologists. And we were just fighting over a volleyball court.
Sure. Easy for you to say. I was the one who had to go toe-to-toe with Dr. Irving Sheinberg. Hey, guys, look right over there.
Huh? Ooh, very nice. You've done well, brave scout. Brian, remember the foreign tourist bit?
No. What is that? What is that?
Women are suckers for men with a foreign accent, so we go up to them and we say that we're, like, from Australia and we want to see the fun places in town. Come on, Brian, let's show them.
This is going to be great. Wait, what are you going to do? You going to pick up a girl and take her home to Alex?
Good point.
I'll do it.
All right, good. All right, now remember, we're Aussies, right? So let's see the accent.
Oh, sure. Let me see. Stick a shrimp on the Barbie.
Why don't you be my American friend?
I can do that. Have fun, my boys.
Watch and learn. You're about to witness a foolproof method for picking up women. Yeah, that guy over there is a legend. The tall one, not the dweeb. Oh, what's the matter? He got shot down, huh? Well, you tried.
What are you talking about? It worked like a charm. They actually bought me as an American.
As a matter of fact, they want us to go to a party down at the beach.
Ooh. You know what? Maybe I better just go back home to Alex, huh?
Oh, poor Brian. We understand. It's okay. Oh, wait a minute. You got a little something sticking out of your collar here. Oh, look, it's a leash.
Stank! Listen, I don't know what you're trying to do, man. You're trying to embarrass me into going out with you. Let me tell you something. It worked. Let's go.
Hello.
Hey.
Where's your superhero friend?
Oh, he just stopped off for beer and cigarettes. You know, it's quite an honor to have Big Strong Man staying at my house and eating all of my food and making long-distance calls on my phone.
Surprised he'd make you sleep on the couch.
No, I wanted to. You know, I mean, he's had severe back trouble ever since episode 43 when he had to lift up the entire city of Philadelphia.
Well, honey, he didn't actually lift up the city of Philadelphia.
Excuse me, but I think I have the episode on tape. How's it going, Big Strong Man?
Yahooey!
You know, I've been meaning to ask you, where did you ever come up with that cool Yahooey?
Oh, well, involved a trip to the doctor. Big Strong Man had what later thankfully turned out to be just a polyp.
So, you want to go have lunch, Big Strong Man?
Who's paying?
I am.
Right behind you.
Big Strong Man, ever tried using your superpowers to pick up a check?
Hey, I was gonna pay for his lunch. I had a little trouble with a cash machine, huh? What's your PIN number again?
Hey, Danny.
Hey, man. How are you?
Brian, how you doing? We had a great time last night, huh?
Oh, the best.
Hey, best time I've had in a long time.
Great, because I just talked to my publisher, and she got me VIP passes to a New York club opening tonight.
Hey, I'm there.
You do.
Hey, Brian, you've been out every night this week.
Yeah, do you really think Alex is gonna let you out again tonight?
Let me out?
let me out. What am I, a dog? Listen, Danny and Joey and I are going to be doing this club thing in New York tonight.
You're going out again tonight? That's four nights in a row.
Well, I know, but we didn't have any plans for tonight, did we?
Well, yeah, we did. We were going to go look for a new dinette set.
Come on.
Don't give me that look. It was your idea.
Yeah, I know, but we can do that any night, can't we?
So you'd rather go to some club with Joe and Danny than go with me to pick out a dinette set?
Is that a trick question?
You know what I mean. Mm. Look, forget it. You want to go, go.
Great. See, I told you I could go.
Hey, Lambert, I'll help you pick out a dinette set. Then we could mosey on down to the mattress department and go for a test drive.
Then right after that, we could stop by the cutlery department and I could slip my wrists.
I can't believe, Brian, he actually went.
And after you told him in no uncertain terms that he could.
Exactly. Why can't men understand that go means stay?
Well, I tell you, if it were me, I would have never let him go, especially after what happened last time Donnie and Ryan went to New York. Chapter 8, Broadway Bound and Gagged.
I don't think I read that chapter.
Well, I don't want to stop him from going out with his friends. I'm just kind of hurt that, you know, he wouldn't rather be with me.
Can you believe that he went to New York? I mean, that Brian is like a child. What he really needs is a spanking.
Oh, so you did read Chapter 8.
Baby, what are you doing up so late, huh?
It's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh. What am I doing up so late? Good night.
Brian, this isn't funny. Where were you all night?
Oh, well, you know where I was. I was in New York with Joey and Danny. It was great.
You know, you could have called.
I know. Sorry. Should have called.
I was up all night. I was worried sick.
But I said I was sorry, okay, Mom?
Mom?
Hey, Alex, relax. It's a little joke. A little joke, okay? Do we have to do this now?
No, you're right. Let's not. I'm gonna go to work. I'm gonna cool off. We can talk about this tonight.
Oh, tonight. Tonight's gonna be bad because Joey and Danny were talking about us going out.
I don't believe this. Five nights in a row? Forget it.
Alex, baby, is there something wrong?
Yes, I can't decide whether to slap you or deck you.
Oh, for God's sakes, you know, I can't believe you're getting this upset over a dinette set.
It's not about the stupid dinette set. It was never about a stupid dinette set.
All right, then I do know what this is about. This is about you being worried because when I was with Danny and Joey, you thought I was fooling around, right?
Actually, I wasn't worried about that, but since you brought it up, were you?
No. It's not like I didn't have the chance to.
Did you want to?
It's a guy thing. You know, guys want to, but I didn't because I was, you know, with you.
Oh, you say the sweetest things.
Look, if you're done scolding me, I think I'll get some sleep.
Hey, what's going on here? You want to just go out and do whatever the hell you want to do, and you want me to be here for you when you get home?
Alex,
do you want to be in this relationship or don't you? I see. Well, I'm gonna go to work now. While I'm gone, pack up your stuff and get the hell out of here.
Okay, fine, if that's what you want.
No, that's what you want.
Trade winds blew gently through her long, honey-blonde hair. Ryan softly caressed her skin, which was still moist from their nude midnight swim.
It's not fair. Some men drink deep from the fountain of life, while Antonio takes one sip and it goes down the wrong pipe.
Why, sure, I'm sorry you're leaving. Just kind of getting used to having my own big, strong man around the house.
Mm. You get it?
Oh, yeah. That's a great joke, partner. Fresh, too. Listen, I really want to pay you back for that farewell lunch, huh?
Oh, another meal. Looks like a big, strong man has a big, strong tapeworm.
Yeah, I can't seem to find my wallet.
Well, maybe I can help you find it. What's it look like?
My guess is brand new and never been opened. Look, Lowell, wake up. This guy's a bum. He is a loser. He's bleeding you dry.
Hey, hang on a second, Roy. Can't talk like that. You know, it's not easy to be a superhero. In real life, you don't have wires holding you up when you go flying. There's no pads to soften the blow, and the network replaces you with your trusty sidekick, Duckface. I know he's not everything that he used to be, but I still owe this man a lot. I mean, every afternoon at 3:30, he was there for me, protecting my little world. I salute you, big, strong man.
Thank you, Joel. Well, big, strong man's got to go. I got to work a bachelor party in Worcester. Don't even ask.
Here, you want to sign this?
What's this?
Big strong thief just paid for his ticket with your credit card.
Come back here, you bastard!
Good morning! A little hungover?
Oh, please. Why are you doing this?
Because you called me at 3 a.m. in the morning, demanding to know the name of our 10th grade homeroom teacher.
Did not.
Yes, you did. You were convinced you saw her turning tricks in front of the Chrysler building.
Really? Sorry.
Helen, I think I could be sick at any moment.
Oh, I know how you feel. I just finished your book.
Well, Danny, just doesn't get any better than this.
Yeah, they are. Hey, they two maniacs up to us.
Please give it a rest. Just go someplace and let us die amateur. In peace.
Amateurs. Hey, we going back to that club tonight or what?
Pass.
Well, come on, what's with you guys?
Actually, Brian, I'm taking off.
What?
I'm getting a little too old for this.
Since when?
Since about an hour ago when I threw up that cocktail napkin.
Where is all this coming from?
You. I mean, last night when we were at that party and I was hitting on every beautiful woman in the room, suddenly I looked over and I envied you.
Envied me? Why?
Because no matter who I go home with, you get to go home to Alex, somebody who really cares for you.
I don't believe this.
In fact, it started me thinking about my own relationship, and who knows, if I put a little effort into it, maybe it could turn into something really serious. Oh. Joe. I got this phone number last night. She's blonde, she's beautiful, she's yours.
Well, unless she's the local Maalox rep, I'm not interested.
Well, take it easy, Donnie.
See you, Ryan. Nice to finally meet you, Joe.
You too, Danny.
Little tip for you. Scotch and Kahlua. Not a real drink.
Hey, come on, we don't need him. You say you and me will go out tonight.
Oh, man, forget it. Look, just go home and have a nice, quiet evening with Alex.
But what about this number? Marcy.
Oh, are you kidding me? I am so sick right now, I can barely walk. Besides, I gotta take a flight.
People are always saying, oh, Marcy, anyone can do electrolysis. But that's not true. There's a science to hair removal.
Oh, my God, I just made the biggest mistake of my entire life.
If you don't grip the hair close to the follicle, then the charge won't deaden the root, and it'll grow back. After dinner,
dear God, help me.
I would just love to get in between your eyebrows.
Baby, wake up. It's me. Hey, Alex?
Hi. What is it?
Oh, I didn't mean to wake you up. My key wouldn't work.
I had the locks changed.
Oh, okay. Good. Fine. Understand that. Listen, is that my baseball trophy? Looks like it was sawn in half.
Right. I must have dropped it. Look, Brian.
No. Please, let me speak. Alex, baby, I screwed up big time. I really did. I'm an idiot. It's just that Danny came to town and I just got caught up in him, you know? And I never should have treated you like that. And you got to believe me, I don't want to see anybody else, ever. I mean, come on. Man, I know you. You hate just as much as I do that we're apart, don't you?
Yes.
And we were happy together. I mean, we were really, really happy, right?
Yes.
Well, we don't want to lose that. Do we?
Brian, you're right. We were great together.
Great. We are. So why don't we just try to forget what happened and get back together? What do you say?